bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Now, have any of you ever felt hungry? Can you remember when you felt hungry? Hands up, please. Maybe some of you are hungry now. You've skipped breakfast to be here on time. Well done. Or thirsty. It's quite hot at the moment. So have any of you felt thirsty? Oh, yeah, there's a few hands going around. And you remember what it feels like, don't you? And your stomach starts rumbling, and if it's too long, it starts cramping, and then you lose all concentration, and some people get to what we would call hanger, hungry and angry. And that's what we're talking about. Do you remember what it feels like to have a really nice, tasty meal? Think about the last most delicious, tasty meal. Oh, I can see a few of you smiling. Do you feel content? Do you feel happier with life? Just imagine that delicious food. So you're feeling much better right now, are you? Yeah? I can see a few nods. Well, we established with our desert island activity that without bread and water, we will die. I believe it's 3 days without water and about 20 days without food. But I'm frankly not going to try it. I'm not going to try it. So the whole thought makes me feel thirsty right now. When Jesus said that he is the bread of life, he is making this most powerful of all statements. He is saying that whatever we need to live is him. He is saying he is the complete all-in-one meal for nourishment, for life. Now, we saw our excellent drama with all the Israelites grumbling and saying that they needed food. And we saw God literally supplying that manna. Now, the bread from heaven to the Israelites satisfied that the people there's physical hunger. And many times in Jesus' ministry, we know that he breaks bread and he shares food. We think about the most amazing feeding of the 5,000 people with a few loaves and fish. And what an amazing miracle that was. We know that Jesus satisfied God's hunger in the feeding of the 5,000. But I'm talking about something which is more than a quick bodily fix. And we know that Jesus says to the crowd, you came and I fed you with a few loaves, but you're still here. So the crowd knew they wanted something more. They could see that Jesus was a really special and important person. And we know that the gospel is full of these signs about Jesus that are leading us to a much deeper understanding of who Jesus is. All these signs are pointing to the fact that Jesus has come to satisfy a much deeper hunger that's in us. Deeper hunger than winning the lottery or having lots of money or going on holidays can satisfy. And sometimes we see in other people's lives and our own lives them searching to fulfill that hunger. You know, lots of clothes, retail therapy, or gambling, or endless holidays, or searching, or travelling, and yet people are still not happy. Think about those celebrities who are seeking fame but are still not happy. There is something within us that is hungering and thirsting for something much deeper, much more satisfying, and much more life-giving. And it is only through that personal relationship with Jesus that hunger can be satisfied. Jesus, at the Last Supper, breaks bread and drinks wine with his disciples. And he tells them, "This is my body. This is my blood, which is given for you in remembrance of me." This is like the ultimate bread and wine, the ultimate satisfying of our hunger and thirst. And Jesus is saying that it is him. And we have the opportunity every Sunday and every time we take communion to encounter Jesus. Communion is like the food for the journey. It is only in knowing Jesus that we can satisfy that intense hunger in our lives. We receive life from Jesus when we come to him, when we believe in him, when we follow him. And we continue to receive that life when we are satisfied through prayer, through knowing God personally, through breaking open the scriptures and understanding the meanings in those stories and how the Bible is speaking to us in our daily lives now. And we also are satisfied when we are fed by coming together like this with fellow Christians, to be in fellowship, to journey together on life's journey. When we take the opportunity to be baptized and we start our Christian journey and we nourish that life, the life of Chloe who's going to be baptized. And for those of you who've been baptized, we know that's the start of the journey and we need to continue to nourish that journey in Jesus. And it is in knowing Jesus that we are satisfied wholeheartedly. We are spiritually nourished and we are nurtured so we are well fed. And so this is why the memory verse that we learned today tells us everything we need to know. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Follow Jesus and you will be truly satisfied. Amen.